Danish Prime Minister sets target of zero asylum seekers to protect social cohesion. By Chris Tomlinson on January 23, 2021. Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has set a target of zero new asylum seekers as her government's new goal, citing concerns that too many migrants will affect the social cohesion of the country. The Danish Prime Minister stated her goal on Friday at the Danish Folketing, saying, "We cannot promise zero asylum seekers, but we can set out the vision that we also did before the elections, namely that we want a new asylum system and then we do what we can to introduce it." The Social Democrat leader went on to add that too few past politicians had done enough to integrate migrants and said that they had made too few demands of them, broadcaster TV2 reports. According to the broadcaster, Prime Minister Frederiksen stated that migrants must be able to support themselves financially and adapt to Danish values. "We must be careful that there are not too many coming to our country, otherwise our cohesion cannot exist. It's already challenged," she said. Last year, Prime Minister Frederiksen highlighted crimes committed by non-Western migrant men and promised her government would crack down on crime. 1 in 5 young men from non-Western backgrounds who were born in 1997 had breached the penal code before the age of 21. 1 in 5, she said. "It's nothing new, and that's the problem. It's been going on for too many years. Girls are called derogatory things because they are Danish. Or girls are subjected to social control because they have become too Danish. A sausage cart in Brøndshøje is attacked with firecrackers because it sells pork," Frederiksen observed. Earlier this week, Minister for Immigration and Integration Mattias Tesfaye spoke about the need to confront political Islam in Denmark as well, saying, "Denmark doesn't have to adapt to Islam. Islam must adapt to Denmark." Liberal Party immigration spokesman Mads Fugled agreed with Tesfaye's statements and added that if we didn't have immigration from Muslim countries, we wouldn't have integration problems either. In 2020, Denmark took in just 531 asylum seekers, largely due to the travel restrictions caused by the outbreak of the Wuhan virus pandemic, but its neighbor Sweden still took in 9,621 asylum seekers. The number of asylum seekers entering Sweden in 2020 was not only larger than that of Denmark, but it was also around 3 times more than all of its Scandinavian neighbors combined. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.